T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time for a new way to talk. Here's Medal of Honor recipient, David
Bellavia.
No, that's not it.
David Bellavia.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Really? That's how you're going to pronounce it?
David Bellavia.
Ah, come on.
David Bellavia.
It's David Bellavia on WBEN.
And gentlemen, welcome to the David Bellavia Show on this Friday, October 23rd, 2020. Franklin Heinzman filling in for Joe Beamer today, and we are talking about one thing and one thing only. Last night's presidential debate. Mute buttons were utilized, but it was much more civil. Both President Trump and Joe Biden gave coherent answers with some barbing mixed in between. Very stark contrast between the first debate and even the town halls. David, did the debate move the needle for anyone, or what do you think?
Well, I appreciate you, Franklin. Thank you. Filling in for Joe Beamer, Tony Caligiuri, as always. You know, that's the thing. I don't even know that it's about that anymore. Moving the needle, undecided voters. I'm going to tell you that the two biggest losers in 2020 are going to be the industry of pollsters. I mean, polling is... There are far too many people that just aren't participating, don't want to participate, and don't really feel like giving information out to a pollster. Frank Luntz was on Fox News yesterday, and he's, of course, a famous pollster. Kellyanne Conway was on CNN. Both of them said the exact same thing. You can get one election wrong, you can't screw up two in a row. If this election goes for Donald Trump and these polls are wrong, the industry is dead. The industry is over. And journalism, I think, is a huge loser. A lot of things happened yesterday. We'll take your calls. This is all we're going to talk about. Your calls, what you want to talk about. I'm not going to ask the question of who do you think won, who do you think lost. I want to get to what the movement is, how you feel after. Because really, these debates have two purposes. They galvanize the base. But if you're out there and you haven't voted yet, you're on the fence, that number is so few and far between. Just like it is if you know someone who died of coronavirus and that is your sole purpose in voting. Joe Biden is the takeaway from the Joe Biden attacks on COVID. And again, anytime COVID is brought up, it is going to be Donald Trump on defense. Not that it's warranted, not that that's the righteous position for him to be in. It is a defensive position for Donald Trump to be in. This, again, I've never seen this before in a presidential debate where all of the questions are identical to the first series of debates and identical to the town hall. If you want me to believe that we are going to elect the most powerful person in the world, why the hell are we talking for 75% of all of these debates in town halls about this pandemic? Why won't we address what else is happening in the world? This debate was originally agreed between the two parties and the commission to be about national security. For a national security debate to be brought down, boiled down into a 4-minute back and forth on national security, and nobody is bringing up Afghanistan. Nobody's talking about the troops coming home. We're not discussing ISIS. This was a war the United States Army military fought and won. None of that is coming up. We're talking about Russia, but there's no mention of when, you know, all of Joe Biden was effective in two categories yesterday. Anytime you're talking about COVID, of course, that is where the media is going to, you know, they're going to pile on President Trump. The other thing is healthcare. The allegation that, you know, you're going to have a plan. We've said this before, we'll say it again. President Trump needed to give us the details of this healthcare plan and stop talking about it's coming, it's going to be great, it's going to be brilliant. You need the details. And fundamentally, the problem with that is that it is almost impossible to maintain pre-existing conditions without getting into the minutia of how you're going to pay for that. But also understand that we're in a new world where $1.8 trillion is leaving, you know, the gates to go and recover for COVID. That number of $850 billion to pay for healthcare, it's not crazy anymore. That used to be a crazy number. $850 billion, that's insane. It's not insane anymore because we're writing checks for trillions of dollars. The debt has all been abandoned. And, you know, this is the existential question you have to ask your liberal friends and Democrats, Republicans. Hey, if you want to start living on a credit card and running up debt, go ahead. We have no intention to pay it back. Just realize the military has to be elite forever. Because eventually, if you owe everyone money in the neighborhood, you're going to have to punch a few people in the face. I mean, it's just the way it is. If you're going to have bonds out there that other country are going to start bringing in that debt and writing you money and you're taking and borrowing, you're going to have a defense that's ready to protect that. Here's the crazy part, though. Donald Trump, completely different tactic. The tactics of this debate were different. But the blows that President Trump landed on Biden, here's how you know the effect of a debate. All you have to do is turn on CNN and MSNBC right after the debate. All you have to do is turn on ABC and listen to CBS News and NBC. And what are they talking about? They're talking about explaining what Joe Biden really meant to say. There was a statement that was made about oil. And I'm telling you right now, this is game, set, match if you are in Pennsylvania. It's not just about fracking. It's game, set, match if you're in Ohio and Pennsylvania hearing Joe Biden running for president of the United States saying that we are going to be completely independent of fossil fuels. We will be away from fossil fuels in 2035. President Trump, absolutely, repeat that. Say that again. You're going to close down the oil industry. You're going to close down the oil industry. Say it again. Everyone needs to hear that in Oklahoma, in Texas, in Ohio. Everyone needs to hear that in Pennsylvania.
Does that affect or does that ring it in Philadelphia?
Nothing rings. The Liberty Bell doesn't ring in Philadelphia. I mean, seriously, Philadelphia, and how crazy is it that Philadelphia is the one area that Joe Biden really needs to get those blue-collar Dems out, African-Americans out, and they've got a football game on. At the exact same time that debate was going on, it was the perfect storm if you're trying to keep Philadelphia out of this and talk to the rest of Pennsylvania. But realize this, that is absolute. There is no metric on this planet. What is going to happen in 2035? America's out of the energy business. Are you getting rid of your cars in 2035? General Motors and Ford are going only to electric in a matter of 15 years? I mean, what's going to power factories? What's going to power manufacturing? We're not ready for that transition. There's nothing you can do, especially coming out of an epidemic like a pandemic like COVID, where everyone needs to get back to work, back to their factories, back to their jobs, back to manufacturing again. It absolutely is mindless. Now, the Biden campaign immediately backtracked and said he's talking about federal money that is going to go towards the oil industry. No, that's not what he said. Now, he either doesn't know what he said, doesn't understand what he said. That was a cataclysmic bomb. And again, you knew it was effective because Jake Tapper and Brian Williams and Rachel Maddow and everyone else were talking about unpacking that for Joe Biden. Unbelievable. You need Pennsylvania. You need Ohio. Let's look at the numbers right now. Joe Biden has pulled out all but $7 million in ads, and these ads were purchased 60 days ago in Ohio. He's quit Ohio. Ohio's over. Biden is not fighting in Ohio. He's fighting in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. Believe it or not, he's got money in Texas. I don't think that'll last more than another 3 days because the numbers are coming back from Houston, and they're not overwhelming in Houston. He needs Houston to win the state of Texas. It's not going to happen, but he's still in. As we speak right now, there's still money going into Texas. Money is going into Florida. Pennsylvania is crucial for the Biden. Biden has to take Pennsylvania. The fracking and the energy is a huge... Why do we have an owner of the Buffalo Bills? Terry Pegula is the owner of the... You have an NFL franchise in Buffalo because of fracking. That's it. You've got a billionaire running the Sabres and the Bills because of Pennsylvania fracking. That is a huge deal. It helps pipe fitters. It helps welders. The unions. Energy. It's unbelievably irresponsible to make that statement. Just absolutely unbelievable. It was made. No one walked it back. I just cannot believe that no question was asked about civil unrest and lawlessness. I cannot fathom how the president of the United States was interrupted by Kirsten Welker 111 times and Biden was interrupted 22 times. And the follow-up questions, again, getting back to what I think are the takeaways from this. Joe Biden did something at the end of the debate, which is probably the worst thing anyone can do in a debate. Next to, you know, dropping an N-bomb or using profanity, the only thing more cataclysmically devastating is the body language of looking at your watch. There's a clock in front of you. You know exactly how much time you have to speak. There's no question that you're going to know when you're going to speak. And now with the microphones going off, it bit Biden twice. It hit Trump twice on the microphone muting. It wasn't a matter of them muting the microphone. They simply turned the microphone off when your time was done. That's what they did. It hit them both equal opportunities, but they were disciplined before that even became an issue. But Joe Biden looking at his watch with 15 minutes left in the debate is a huge tell. What is the reason why you're checking your watch? You're either running behind, you have to get somewhere else.
You're uncomfortable.
You're looking at the watch to see how much time I have to endure what I'm currently going through. It's always a negative. George H.W. Bush famously, people said, well, when he looked at his watch, we knew the election was over. In the debate with Ross Perot and Bill Clinton. It's never a comfortable thing when you're looking at your watch. Biden looked at his watch because Biden was feeling the heat. And if the first quarter of the debate was Biden was getting more licks in, when it came to health care, when it came to minimum wage, the fact-checking of CNN, I mean, again, there's zero credibility here. Joe Biden said in a debate that there is no statistic to show that when companies raise minimum wages, that businesses fail and businesses have to get rid of employees. That is just, there's no liberal think tank. No think tank in America has shown a line between forcing people to pay their employees more money at the federal level, what that would do to businesses. Now, that's in a perfect economy. That's not in a COVID economy. In a perfect economy, businesses are going to say, hey, McDonald's, if I have to pay everyone $15, I'm going to get kiosks. And that's exactly what they did. Across the board, that's what they did. The fast food industry. Let's pay people at Tim Hortons $15 an hour. And Tim Hortons says, let's order online. I don't need you. I'll find out. I'll come up with a robot to fill up my coffee and put a double-double in there. I mean, there's no metric to show that. No one fact-checked Joe Biden on that. The other thing, of course, is nobody lost their private insurance under Obamacare. Who's smoking crack in the Biden family? I mean, seriously, that is unbelievable. An unbelievable statement was made aloud that nobody lost their private health insurance under Obamacare. I mean, I've done 2 years of radio shows on Obamacare. I'm hearing from Democrats, conservatives, you name it. It was unbelievable. The follow-up questions on Hunter Biden, if Joe, now before the debate, there was a bomb that was dropped from a Navy veteran, and this guy holds a press conference. He's like, hey, I'm a Navy vet. I was in, here are the WhatsApp text messages. Here are my phones, turning it over, and I'm working with Ron Johnson in the U.S. Senate and his committee. Now, that was, no one was expecting that. No one was going to expect him to turn over his electrical, you know, his electronic devices and to actually give them up to a Senate subcommittee. That happened. He makes these statements before the debate. Trump, very calculated, very know exactly what he was doing. The follow-on question is, Joe Biden says this election is...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
About character and integrity. We're going to know in 48 hours the character and the integrity of Joe Biden. A very foolish and stupid mistake. All he had to say was, this election's about empathy. This election's about temperament. And that's a winning strategy against Donald Trump. The majority of people will believe that Donald Trump doesn't have empathy. He doesn't have temperament. But character and integrity... that is going to absolutely boomerang and hit Joe Biden right in the face. What a very undisciplined, and you saw a little bit about how flustered Joe Biden gets with numbers. But again, does this move the needle? I don't think it has to move the needle. Not nationally. It has to move the needle in Pennsylvania. And it moved the needle in Pennsylvania. Banning fossil fuels by 2035. That's AOC. Kamala Harris wants to ban fracking. That's going to be the next president of the United States. I mean, you can't win Pennsylvania with that.
What will you say in your address to Americans who did not vote for you? You'll each have 1 minute, starting with you, Ms.
We have to make a country totally successful as it was prior to the plague coming in from China. Now we're rebuilding it, and we're doing record numbers, 11.4 million jobs in a short period of time, etc. But I will tell you, go back. Before the plague came in, just before, I was getting calls from people that were not normally people that would call me. They wanted to get together. We had the best black unemployment numbers in the history of our country. Hispanic, women, Asian, people with diplomas, with no diplomas, MIT graduates, number one in the class. Everybody had the best numbers. And you know what? The other side wanted to get together. They wanted to unify. Success is going to bring us together.
Success is going to bring us together. That was the closing argument of President Trump yesterday. We'll play Joe Biden's closing argument in the next break. But think about that. Will success bring America together? A whole lot can be said about when every family has money, can start making decisions based on their accumulation of wealth. That's very powerful, especially now. You know, there was a moment during COVID, and again, anytime COVID is being brought up, it puts President Trump on the defense. This is what the media has literally, I mean, you've got county executives, you've got governors, mayors, everyone complaining. Trump has killed. Joe Biden said Donald Trump is responsible for 223,000 dead Americans. He then called President Trump a racist. Now, that would work unless you, of course, had a summer where every white person in the suburbs was called a racist. A lot of people in Pennsylvania have been called racists that aren't. A lot of people have been accused of being bigoted in this summer by a Black Lives Matter movement run by Antifa, damage, destroying, looting. This resonates with middle America. But the last time we heard a candidate running for president called a racist is when Joe Biden's vice president called him a racist. Just so that we can keep it honest here. When all that's going on with COVID and you hear the back and forth of you killed 223,000 people, Donald Trump said during that segment on COVID, America is going to have to learn to get back to normal, learn to live with COVID. And Joe Biden, unrehearsed, maybe this was prepared, he said Americans are learning to die with COVID. Everything you hear out of the left in America today, the environment's going to kill us. Energy is going to kill us. COVID is going to kill us. While Donald Trump was appealing to America and African-American voters and the rest of the country to come together, I need your support. Joe Biden is appealing to people who died of COVID, family members of lost loved ones to COVID. It is a totally different approach as to how they are going to lock up this election. In those battleground states, they're not Los Angeles. They're not New York City. You are appealing to people to live with this disease and get back to normal. I'm hearing from cinemas that are opening today. These are not conservative right-wing people. They play art movies. They're left of center, socially left of center politically. And their governor, their Democrat governor, their Democrat county executive, their Democrat mayor is saying that you have to learn to live with the shutdowns in perpetuity. Masks until 2022, social distancing until 2022, 50 people per screen until 2022. That is how we're going to learn. This is the new normal. And you have one candidate over there saying, can you afford that? Can you afford what is happening right now? Now, what is the takeaway? Are we dying at 60%? People that get this COVID, is it a death sentence? I mean, learn to die with COVID. I mean, that was a very, very powerful moment in the debate yesterday. Let's go to Fred in Warsaw. Fred, what is on your mind? You can join us at 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Go ahead.
Well, you had two things. One, I think Trump did really good and held his cool. But if you think about it, you said something about it seemed like it was swaying towards the Democrat on these questions, plus the way the commentary was. Well, you figure she's Democrat. The questions were swayed toward the Democrat. And you're wondering why a lot of these questions were brought up on the first debate. Well, if you realize, if you watch, Joe Biden had pretty much all his answers on a tablet right in front of him. Well, if these questions were supposed to be just drawn out of the air from the mediator.
Yeah, but that's not so what happens is they get checked before they go in there. They're allowed to write notes down. Normally what you'll see in a debate, someone who's not prepared or someone who's cramming, the moment that you're able to lift your pen up before the debate starts, they'll start writing down their quick outline of what they want to talk about, but they're not able to carry notes into the debate. But again, your point, though, is valid in that these are the same questions. This is the first time in an American history of a presidential debate where all of the line of questioning were identical in all three quote-unquote debates. The town hall, Savannah Gun 3 spent. I mean, again, this was supposed to be about national security. No one's talking about Crimea, right? When Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States, he wants to talk about being tough with Russia. You allowed the Russian government and Vladimir Putin to roll armor into 85% of the natural gas in all of Europe. Russia now runs 85% of all the energy that's going into Europe. What else is in Europe, Fred? Our militaries there, our German bases. Every single American military asset in Europe is dependent on Ukrainian energy run by Vladimir Putin. And what did Trump or what did Biden and Obama do during that time? Not a damn thing. Donald Trump said, "You handed them pillowcases and pillows. And I gave them tank-busting bombs, bunker-busting bombs. We gave them anti-aircraft, anti-aircraft artillery. We gave them rifles. This is what the people wanted to fight back Putin. You haven't done it." The other thing Trump didn't even bring up, which he could have, was what he did with Poland. Doing the exercises with our military in Poland told Putin, guess what's going to happen if you move 1 kilometer past where you are right now? We've got 3,000 tanks. We're ready to rock and roll. If you think that we're going to pull out of Germany and just abandon Europe, no, we're going to pull out of Germany. We're going to put assets in Poland. We're going to put assets all around you, Vladimir Putin. And he brought up the sub port, the submarine port, the naval port that the Obama administration allowed to go completely in the hands of Putin. Putin got involved in Syria to fight ISIS because Biden and Obama didn't want to fight ISIS. They brought Putin into that war. They allowed Assad in Syria to take money from Hezbollah, to take money from Iran, money Obama and Biden gave them. I mean, this debate was supposed to be about foreign policy. None of it was discussed. Troops are coming home from Afghanistan. ISIS and the caliphate have no political boundaries anymore. The leader of the Quds forces, a man who's killed more Americans than Osama bin Laden squared. That's what Soleimani's blood that he has in his hands. If you have a Western New Yorker that was killed by an IED in Iraq or Afghanistan, Soleimani is the one who organized it, who emplaced it, and who trained the people to do it. That guy is not. You want to talk to Soleimani, you need a Ouija board now because he's dead. All of these ISIS leaders are dead. None of them were dead when Joe Biden and Barack Obama were in charge of the military. This is what the debate was supposed to be about across the board. Nobody touched it. Welker didn't touch it. None of the pundits touched it. It was shameful that those conversations didn't take place. Fred, I appreciate your input. Let's go to Jerry in Gettysville. Jerry, what's on your mind? It's been a long time, Jerry.
Yeah, David Bellavia. I appreciate talking to David Bellavia. I appreciate WBEN. I'm going to talk right real quick because I know you got a lot to say and I want to hear it. And I want to get it in that. What you're saying is also true. The thing that's just, if I go along with all of Trump's policies and how he's going to handle things and his take on things, but hypothetically, even if they didn't work or they weren't right, the fact that the Democrats were absolutely mum during the civil unrest is tantamount to like what Trump was saying, that it's all talk and no action, and it's the same thing. It's going to be globally. Biden, where was the Democrats? If nothing else, out of respect to those who got killed during the riots or got hurt, and he's Biden. You know, he thinks that the rest of the world, with Paris Accord and everything else, remember Neville Chamberlain, you know, the idealist and so on. Trump has a plan, but like you know better than anyone, or as well as anyone, that in battle, such like the COVID thing and all that, he's did all he can. Even Obama said he it's hard. No one could have done better. You go with the seed or you plant. In battle, things change, even though you have a plan. And I know the United States could, if they wanted to transfer to electric power, whatever. The United States, Americans could do it if they want to, even in the 10, 15 years. But it's a perilous world. You need oil. You need strong energy. And I like Donald Trump. I got no problem with his character. You got Biden over there giggling and closing his eyes. It reminds me of Obama when he was debating Bush. So I vote for Trump, even if hypothetically he wasn't on the ball.
Right.
You know, I need
I appreciate you. The point that Jerry brings up, I think, is a really important point that nobody talked about the unrest over the summer. That was not brought up in the first debate, not brought up in the town halls, and not brought up on the third debate. And the reason for that is the same reason why you're not seeing people protesting right now. Yesterday, a Minneapolis cop had a murder charge dropped. David Chauvin had a third-degree murder charge dropped. Had that happened 3 months ago, you've got burning going on in Minneapolis. You've got riots all over the country. Why isn't anyone care about Black Lives Matter anymore? Why aren't the Antifa boys so big and strong out there intimidating people on park benches and at restaurants anymore? You know why? Because the polling came back after Wisconsin, and it turns out that African Americans above the age of 50 have a higher approval rating of COVID and prostate cancer than they do of Black Lives Matter. Black people over the age of 50, turns out they want their businesses not to burn to the ground. Isn't that crazy? We're so different, white and black people. Black people over 50 don't want to be looted. Black people over 50 want to call 911 and make sure that a cop shows up, whether they're Muslim, Jewish, gay, straight, white, black, female, or male. Black people want to call 911 when trouble is in their neighborhood and make sure that their family and their property are secure. That is why you're not seeing it. And the reason why you're not asking the question is because the polling is crystal clear that America, in vast majorities, do not support the behavior that was exhibited over the summer, and how all of the numbers ballooned when masses amounts of people were in the streets, marching around, yelling, screaming, chanting, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever rhymes with that. The COVID numbers went through the roof. Nobody had an explanation. Governor Cuomo, Mayor Brown, Mark Poloncarz, all of this. You know what? This is essential. Protesting is essential. That's the Democrat Party that said that. The reason why you're not hearing it is because it's like a lead balloon. Another thing that wasn't fact-checked was Joe Biden made reference that the United States had a great relationship with Adolf Hitler before the war. Can you find that anywhere in our history? I'm trying to go back to FDR and try. I've been cramming my brain all night to try to find any correspondence between the American government and Nazi Germany in the 30s, before World War II began. What America's relationship was with Adolf Hitler. Was it a good one? What is he talking about? He said America got along with Hitler before the war, too. No, he didn't. There was people that were going into Canada to serve and to shoot down Nazi planes. That is unbelievable. I mean, the fact checker. All we do is look for guys with glasses. They can fact check at CNN or MSNBC. No one lost their private insurance under Obamacare. America was best friends with Hitler before World War II. And when you raise minimum wage, businesses love it. I once heard an interview, a local businessman said, I hope they do raise minimum wage because I'd like to pay my people more. Here's a news flash to business owners that want to pay their employees more. You're free in the United States of America to do it at any time. You're actually free to raise minimum wage right now for your employees if you choose to do it. I don't know if you're aware of that. Just like you're free to pay more taxes if you desire. Go ahead. There's a little box on the back of your tax. You can do it right now. It's mindlessness. But old Pennsylvania, Ohio, Oklahoma and Texas, they were listening last night and they heard fossil fuels done by 2035. Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.